Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 315. He is good. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. Let that land. Don't rush past it. There is a claim being made here that deserves your full attention. The psalmist is not sharing a feeling. He is not describing a good day he happened to be having. He is making an absolute declaration, one of the boldest a human being can ever make about God. He does not say the Lord is good sometimes. He does not say God is good when things go your way, when the circumstances line up, when life finally cooperates. He says, the Lord is good to all, no exceptions, no conditions, no expiration date, a truth that does not bend under the weight of any circumstance. And the word carrying all of this is hesed in Hebrew. We translate it mercy, but it is so much more. Hesed is loyal love. It is committed faithfulness, not a feeling God has on His better days, but what He is, always, by nature, by essence, permanently and unshakably. Hesed does not fluctuate. Hesed does not give up. It is the commitment of one who cannot be otherwise, because faithfulness is the very substance of who He is. And that mercy, that hesed, is over all that He has made. The sparrow that sings before sunrise with no audience. The flower that opens in a field where no human eye will ever find it. The ocean that holds to its boundary. If He tends to all of that with presence and care and love, how much more will He tend to you? You who were formed in His image. You who He knows by name, you who He was thinking about before the world began. And there is something more. The greatest proof of God's goodness is not written in the starry sky, though the starry sky is breathtaking. It is written in the cross. In Christ, God gave what was most precious to rescue what was most lost. That is not cold religion. That is love with skin on it. That is the goodness of God, with arms open wide, paying a price none of us could ever pay. I know there are days when this verse is hard to hold. Days when the circumstances seem to shout the opposite. Days when the pain is real, the loss is real, the exhaustion is real. I am not going to tell you it doesn't hurt. It does. But God's goodness does not depend on what you feel today. It predates the world. It existed before you were born. And it outlasts every storm you have already survived and every one you will ever face. So today, before the day gets moving, before breakfast, before the phone, before the rush, stop for just a moment. Name one specific thing from this week where you can trace God's hand. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be quiet and small. But name it honestly, and then say it out loud, not just in your head, out loud, the Lord is good. Let gratitude be the first word of your day, because it changes everything that follows. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.